Hey everyone, it's your favorite little kitty cat, Sassy Cat. And I had some time to kill for while I was waiting for the residents, the few that are out at their doctor's appointment. And my grandson, yes, I have a grandson, he has a wish list that's at Toys R Us. So I'm not a big Toys R Us fan, so I decided to go in. Oh my God, just shoot me in the foot. It's crazy, and it really didn't send my ADD into overdrive. I just couldn't focus on anything. I mean, I was just wandering through the aisles, just looking at stuff, not even trying to find. I was, the word lackadaisical comes to mind, but I was just kind of lazily, if that's a word, looking for the toys on the list. And she's my only daughter. So he's my first grandson, and I was looking at these toys and I'm like, why did they have these really cool toys when I was little? Or maybe they had those really cool toys, but I didn't get them. I never really got what was on my list. I don't really remember anything, you know, getting anything that was on my list. No Christmas sticks out where I got something. I got some really cool toys. I remember I got this ballerina doll, and she had this, and I think I talked about it last year maybe. And she had a plastic crown with like a little knob in her head, in the crown. And you could, you know, like pull the knob and then push it down, and then she would do these little kicks and she would spin, and she was really cool. And then there was this other cool, my mom always got me the coolest toys. Another doll that I got, and I always got the blonde dolls because I don't think they made brunette or African American dolls or beaner dolls. I just got the blonde hair dolls. But this one doll in particular had little colored plastic discs. They look like little records with little grooves in them. Little tiny hand size, palm size discs. You opened up a slot in her back and you put the different colored disc, you know, there was yellow, green, red, whatever. And she would sing that song, "I Like to Teach the World to Sing." And she would sing it in like seven different languages, whatever color the disc was, that's the language she would sing it in. And I thought that was the coolest thing. And she would have, oh yeah, she had outfits to go with the languages, the cultures. I thought that was the coolest thing. And my, I'm trying to think. My favorite toy, I don't know if I got it for Christmas, was Mrs. Beasley. And those that know who Mrs. Beasley is, she's the doll that was in the TV show A Family Affair. And she was cloth, and she had little like Benjamin Franklin glasses, and she had blonde hair, and she was like blue material. And I, just for shits and giggles, a couple months ago, I looked it up on eBay. She's a pretty penny. She's worth a pretty penny now, and I guess you can still find them. I lost her somewhere in my travels when I was little. I can't remember if it was Mexico or we were on the road and we stopped at a rest stop and she fell out, or I left her somewhere. Because I took her everywhere. And I was trying to think what a... But the whole point of this boo, and I've only got seconds left, was that where were all the cool toys when I was little? Man, that just sucks. Maybe I didn't have cool parents, or, you know, I was just spoiled in other ways, like private education and braces and stuff like that. But some of this stuff is just wild, wild. Go to a Toys R Us just to wander around and go, what? They make that? Oh my God. Are you serious? So, all right, laterness, people.